Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
There we have it, the first in the whole new era of Sound and Nick's Vision, which probably could be subtitled The Magnificent Seven choice from Nick Elliott. We've just heard Cheap Trick and Gimme Some Truth. And of course, it is his show. So we'll say, Nick Elliott, welcome to your show.
Welcome, Alex. Good to see you again, my friend. And good to be doing another show.
Yeah, and for a person who once said they never actually do a Sound and Nick's Vision via phone lines, this is a whole new world for yourself. Or is it a case of, no, it's Zoom, as long as we can connect with Zoom, all's well.
Well, I just have this bit of a thing about not seeing a face, you see, but I can see your face, so I'm happy with it.
As I said, this is not me, this is a holographic representation of Alex Levchuk.
Real
Alex Levchuk is too busy to actually get involved with Sound and Nick's Vision. It's just a way forward. Somebody who is always a delight to connect together, whether he's running his own podcast, The Delights of Piercing the Veil, the clues in the name, or indeed is a regular contributor to the Midweek Drive online and, of course, via Zoom, or indeed co-creator of Resonance Rewind, is lead writer for Starburst magazine, Robin Pierce. How are you, Robin?
Hello there. Great to be on the show. Hey, thanks for asking me on board. Good to see you, Nick.
I suppose
you can actually justify, you know, connecting via phone like this, because Zoom does give you sound and vision.
It does indeed.
Let's go with that.
There's a creative man in the building.
We only have the very best, Nick. Otherwise, as you know, you'd sack me. Anyway, moving on. That was the Cheap Trick was your opening choice. Why, Nick?
Well, I mean, this playlist has actually been lying around quite a long time, Alex. you know, since we kind of dropped the curtain on this whole UK thing with this pandemic. But I'd kind of picked out a bit of a playlist of tracks of really good bands, a lot, some of my favourite bands, but stuff that don't really get featured that much, you know. So that's why we're playing what we're playing tonight.
And Robin, I think you've done some research, and or else you've got your own time machine and you're able to actually have a listen to Sound and Next Vision, the new volume, the whole new era, and can come back in time and actually say, ah, yes, I like that. Or what on earth was that, though?
I have indeed. It's been quite a while since I've been a music critic. I mean, we're going back about 10 years now when I did a music column in a long-defunct Gore Zone horror magazine. But yeah, happy to come back. I've listened to the playlist. I have some notes. I have some observations. So without further ado...
Robin, your first observation about Cheap Trick?
Cheap Trick. Okay. The opening, and feel free here to, you know, pillory me if I'm being just stupid, but these are personal reflections. The opening reminded me of Roy Wood and The Move. Perhaps during the Message in the Country days, when they were just on the cusp of reforming as the Electric Light Orchestra in the early 70s.
Yeah.
It also reminded me of very late Beatles. Some of the lyrics were very, to me, to my ear, my uneducated ear, very Lennon-esque. And of course, Lennon and McCartney were also a very deep influence on Wood and Jeff Lynne during the recording of that first ELO album.
Yeah,
so
right.
It just sort of took me back to my sort of just pre-teens when I was getting into The Move and ELO, and I thought, oh my God, this sounds like something which should have been on The Move's last album, made for contractual reasons only, called Message in the Country. Wow. And as a matter of fact, after listening to this, I re-listened to my CD of Message in the Country, and I feel fully justified in what I've just said.
Oh, good, good. It's always good to revisit, you know, the archive. Definitely. Yep. And where you're talking Roy Wood, you're talking a class act.
Absolutely you are, yes.
I think, Nick, that actually sort of wins the prize already for most significant and profound contribution we've ever had to any of your choices of music. Present company accepted, obviously.
I think I might agree with that, Alex.
Wow, you guys are easy to please.
Well, the bar has been set now.
For me, Robin, I saw them in their heyday. They were a great, great band, a very underrated band, not so much a commercial kind of band, but, you know, it was more of a kind of underground thing that they got going on. But I just, you know, I'd listen to it. I heard it, putting the playlist together, and I thought, oh, yeah, you know, serious. Let's whack that in.
I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
Whoa, straight in there. Absolutely. Yeah. Great stuff. Okay, let's move on to the next one. And maybe you'd like to do a little pre-acknowledgement here before the listener effectively comes across Fleetwood Mac, of course, with Gold Dust Working.
Well, do you know, actually, I didn't really know that they recorded this. I tripped over it and I thought, God, this is really good. Really good.
And yet it looks as though your room is full of nice, tidy things, including the Jaws poster in the background there.
Oh, it's that's my favourite film. But yeah, everything's very tidy. I do tidy very well, Alex. Very well.
Robin, your views on Mick and Stevie and the rest of them with Gold Dust Woman.
Right. Fleetwood Mac were actually the first band I went to see live in 1989. It was the very last show of the Tango in the Night tour in Main Road, Manchester. Stevie Nicks is actually my favourite female vocalist and has been for a couple of decades. This is an absolute classic from what I consider to be the premier transatlantic band. You can't help but love it. It takes me back to my teens, my 20s. I mean, 1989, my wife-to-be and myself, we did a couple of concerts before we got married, and we knew that we would be able to afford to go afterwards, and Fleetwood Mac was the first stop. So it takes me back to those happy days as well. And of course, you know, back in the late 70s, everybody, absolutely everybody, had to own Rumours, which is the album that this comes from. One of the best... one of the best-selling albums of all time, if I remember. So it's up there with, I think, the sales of Tubular Bells and Michael Jackson's Thriller. And it's easily the best out of those three.
Yeah.
So this gets me an 8 out of 10. It doesn't get a 9 simply because, in my opinion, it's not the best song on the album. The best song of the album is still Dreams.
Right, okay. I'd go with The Chain, but... You know,
I'm here. Let's play the music. Let's play the music.
Thank you.
Okay, back again after another sort of brief thing there. Two down, five to go. It's Sound and Nick's Vision with Nick Elliott in the chair, being bracketed, no less, by Robin Pierce, science fiction writer, critic, film critic, and now, of course, music critic back on the ball again. Nick, Robert Cray's up next. Why?
Purely again, I just thought that we hadn't featured much of Robert. I'm quite a fan. I did some stuff with him some time ago. He features in one or two of my books, and the guy's just a class act. But again, I think a lot of these kind of guys that are on the playlist have not really been too commercially successful, to be honest. I mean, obviously Fleetwood Mac have, but certainly the tracks that we've featured, you know, have not really kind of got hold of the public, I don't think. So Robert Cray, I think, slips in there.
Robin, would you concur?
I've got to confess, until this playlist, I had never listened to Robert Cray and had never actually heard of him. So this is my first exposure to Robert Cray. There's one more person on the playlist who shares that. I found Times Makes Two to be at odds, both easygoing and bluesy. Now, I know that's two opposite sides of the spectrum. It was something that, personally, I would have more as background music unless I was depressed. But then again, when I'm depressed, you know, if I want to make myself a whole lot worse, I would listen to Leonard Cohen.
Right, okay. Then you're considering self-harming. And yeah, that's where you're going with that.
Time makes two, love makes some old friends. Time makes true love more than just pretend. Makes you count the nights and the moments we're apart. Time will heal your troubles when you've got the blues. Heal a burning heartache, put you right back in the groove. But time will take its toll on you if you don't play it smart. A broken hard. Yeah.
you know the time makes two. It takes two to heal my broken heart. Yes. It makes you more.
Excellent. Okay, moving on to the next one. Nick, it's Sound and Nick's vision, but Keep Music Live, well, good luck in a pandemic, is the subtext, of course, to your clothing line, a whole range of other bits and pieces. Share with the listener, including your fans in Italy, how you've been coping over the last few months. I mean, we were talking before we started the recording today that actually you've made good use of the time, and even though you're in 3 months total isolation in Norfolk, I mean, can there be a fate worse than that? I don't know.
By Wales.
How have you coped with the whole thing and managed to get things back together again?
Well, to be honest, you know, as we kind of said off mic before we came on, you know, for me, it worked out very well, Alex, to be honest. Apart from, you know, kind of being apart from my partner, you know, I spent 3.5 months... And it gave me something that is a big currency to me, which is time, you know. And I just literally came back. I went into the studio and I was doing 10, 12-hour days, you know, back to back, doing a lot of work on collections, new stuff that I was bringing on, a rebrand, which I've done, you know, set up now a total new radio studio, which, you know, essentially is what I'm talking to you from today. You know, so the whole thing has really worked very well for me. And to be honest, I'm not that bad with being on my own, really. You know, as long as the telephone is there and you've got FaceTime, et cetera, you know, I can quite easily go into the studio and just work myself stupid.
And Nick, I obviously managed to imprint on you over the half decade or so that we've worked together that clearly, as a photographer, the best opportunity is to actually use the medium of radio so everybody can see the photographs in full glorious audio vision.
I totally agree.
At the start of the programme, Robin was talking about the Beatles and how you could actually argue that John Lennon once said that had the Beatles stayed together, they would have actually ended up sounding like Electric Light Orchestra. They might have had a ticket to ride. This is Dire Straits with Ticket to Heaven.
I can see what you're looking to find in a smile on my face. In my peace of mind, in my state of grace, I send what I can to the man from the minister race. He's a part of heaven's plan. He talks to me. Now I send what I can to the man with a diamond ring. He's a part of heaven's plan, yeah, and he sure can sing. Now it's all I can afford, but the Lord has sent me eternity. Save the little children in a poor country. Got my ticket to heaven, an everlasting life. I got a ride all the way to paradise. I got my ticket to heaven, an everlasting life.
Good try.
Robin, we're back with you now after my attempts to actually link there in all sorts of ways. What do you make of Dire Straits, that well-known Mark Knopfler Geordie band?
You know, I'd never heard this song before. I've enjoyed Dire Straits in the early 80s. Especially, my preferred track was always Romeo and Juliet, because I preferred that to the rest of their well-known lineup at the time. When this kicked in, it was not what I was expecting at all, especially with the sweeping orchestral opening. And that caught me by surprise, and I really enjoyed it in a way that I haven't really enjoyed being surprised like that by a band bringing in an orchestra since I heard the Ramones. They did an album with Phil Spector in about 1978 called The End of the Century, and they did a full orchestral Baby I Love You, and to see the manic Ramones from that era with an orchestra singing a 60s song was really, you know, it was just amazing to me.
Yeah.
And I just loved what Dire Straits did with this. So I would give this is a 7 out of 10, definitely for me.
Okay.
Clearly all those weeks and months spent reviewing Tessa Snart's Tune of the Week is paying dividends, Robin, because I'm very impressed with this.
I knew you were training me for something.
Shameless plug, of course, Tessa's Sound and Country Vision, also around on Siren Radio. You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision with Nick Elliott and Robin Pierce on Siren Radio, going through a selection of Nick's favourite tunes which have impacted his life and times and career. Not that he's ever been in an asylum. Oh, dear. Where are we talking about asylum? Where we're talking about a band that I would have thought, yeah, it's a fair bet you were going to feature them in some way, shape or form on this return and the new form of Sound and Nick's Vision, Supertramp.
Well, you know that these are one of my all-time favourite bands. And, you know, I don't think... Well, it's only you that stopped me, really, from doing a show that features Supertramp every time we do one.
Yeah, just because I used to lie down in front of the studio and say, you shall not pass. That's it. From that point of view, it's, you know, that's taking things too far. You know, as I always like to say, you know... Mummy dear, can we have kippers for tea? And an immortal Supertramp lyric.
That's the worst track they ever did.
Robin, not Breakfast in America, Breakfast in Wales, Asylum and Supertramp.
Well, spoiler alert. I'm sorry, Nick. This is the song of your lineup that I like the least.
Really?
Supertramp, of course, Breakfast in America, the logical song. I know very little else of their repertoire.
It's Raining Again.
Sorry?
It's Raining Again. No, Supertramp. Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah. That was one of the singles.
For our radio listener, I dramatically looked out the window, but then realized...
Very impressive.
That was visual. Anyway.
Again, a classic way, Robin, of actually using photography and the visual in the theatre of the mind. On the radio.
Right, Asylum. Not my usual go-to kind of music, but a pleasant one to listen to. I enjoy the beginning. Towards the middle, I don't know if you agree with me on this, Nick, it reminded me of late 60s, early 70s Beach Boys, the Sunflower Surf's Up era. And it went on a little bit at the end. You know, I was thinking, just finish already, stop howling. Eventually, I thought to myself, you know, really, this is just stoner music. I'm very sorry. It's a 4 out of 10.
I think Supertramp as a band, you either liked them or you didn't. I was a massive fan. I was a big prog rock fan. And these guys kind of, you know, they left a bit of a dent with me. They really did. I was lucky enough to work with them on their reunion tour 201, which was a serious thrill for me, a serious thrill. And I just love them. They're in there with Pink Floyd for me.
Jimmy Green was keen, his brain was always winning. I can't keep tabs on mine, it's really quite a joke. I see him down the road, I asked if he'd be willing to lend me 15p. I'm dying for a smoke. Don't arrange to have me sent to no asylum. I'm just the same as anyone. It's just a game I play for fun. For fun. I told him, look, I said, I'm not the way you're thinking. Just when I'm down, I'll be the clown, I'll play the fool. Please don't arrange to have me sent to no asylum. I'm just as sane as anyone. Just a game I play for fun.
Why he is very likely to go in.
Well, there we are. We moved from Supertramp. And again, a reminder, so far you've listened to Cheap Trick, Fleetwood Mac, Robert Cray, Dire Straits, and, of course, Supertramp. And now, of course, Joanne Shaw Taylor. I was wondering, what on earth has somebody named themselves after the former host of Police 5 for? Or indeed, some kind of police structure.
No relation, actually. I know Joanne quite well. We've done some stuff together. I've met her on several occasions. We've worked together on several occasions. And she is one mean, shit-kicking axe lady. She really is. She is a serious player.
Allowing for that, and clearly this was not a cover version of Glenn Miller's In the Mood. Robin, no. What did you make of this one?
She is the second act in the playlist that I was previously unaware of.
Right.
And so listening to your playlist, excuse me, I was just sort of summoning up the songs via a smart speaker and basically going into it completely open-minded. And from the opening kind of guitar licks, I just thought, yeah, after Supertramp, this is more like it. This is good music for a long drive playlist. Mind you, it is the kind of music that it's got the kind of beat that will get me a speeding ticket. It's a 7 out of 10.
Let her take.
there we are, Ned. Clearly, Robin, Joanne Shaw Taylor, a good way of cleansing the palate after Supertramp. Can't believe I said that. Never mind. We have reached
a day to say it again.
I'll try and do it in post-production, Robin. We'll try and get it right. Not what the hey. Well, we've reached the last moment, the end of the first newly revamped Sound and Nick's Vision, whole new volume, whole new sequence. Foo Fighters are back to see us out with Learn to Fly. No, you won't believe a photographer can fly. It's just good special effects. Sorry, just a line from that point of view. Robin, what did you make of this one?
I will admit that I am criminally ignorant of the Foo Fighters. Heard of them, of course. I've probably heard more of their tracks than I'm aware of, but I couldn't actually name any of them.
Right.
When this kicked in, I was instantly entranced. I absolutely loved this one. This is what will make me summon up more of their tracks on the smart speaker. This is my 8 out of 10.
Lovely.
We end with, presumably that was your winner then, Robin, in terms of the selection of Nick's choice today.
It ties with Gold Dust Woman, which also got an 8 out of 10.
So
but
Nick,
that's only because they're the Mac.
Nick, the casting vote is yours then. Is it going to be Fleetwood Mac or Foo Fighters that effectively win the challenge in your first top seven?
It would always be the Foos.
How can people get in touch with your good self, Nick Elliott, via the socials and more?
They can do Twitter, Facebook, all the usual stuff. Just Google me. I'm everywhere. Oh, it's nickelliott.info for the official page. And we can speak on there.
There we are. And for once, actually, we don't have to worry about photo shoots after the show, because we can just sort of say, happy trails. Goodbye. Nick, it's been awesome. Robin, how have you found your first Sound and Nick's Vision?
I've really enjoyed this. I'm sorry if my ignorance has made you wince at times, but, you know, my brief was, what do you think of this? So,
Not at all. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. We should do it again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do it again soon.
It's almost as good as Keep Music Live. Let's say it one more time. Do it again soon. After three.
Do it again soon.